Federal Reserve issues a 25 basis point rate cut while grain and livestock markets finish mixed to lower on the day Wednesday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joins us for our market wrap-up. Arlen, let's start with that Federal Reserve news. 25 basis point rate cut as expected by many. What is your reaction and what could this mean for the markets?
That means Wall Street was not disappointed. They went into this Fed meeting really leaning hard to the dovish side on their expectations, and the Federal Reserve did not disappoint with the infamous dot plot graphic showing that Fed members plan on cutting rates two more times yet this year, which has already been priced into the market. Overall, they left their unemployment expectations for the end of this year unchanged from their last estimates at around 4.5%. Overall, kept inflation at 3%, which is, of course, well above the 2% mandate level, but expect to cut rates, as I said, a couple of more times. Wall Street happy with that. The market's initially rallying out of that, but now seeing some downside risks as well, but overall looks positive for the market. Will it have an impact on the grain and oil seeds? We'll have to see. Initially, we're seeing a little bit of strength come back, erasing some losses. It could give a better economic outlook if they feel like there's going to be stimulus for the economy. And if they feel like it's going to give us a weaker dollar, could make us more competitive on the world market.
I know as well the EPA releasing some guidance here in terms of the small refinery exemptions. That news coming out on Tuesday. Seems like there's been positive reaction from the ethanol industry on all of this. What is your take on what we've seen from the EPA here in the last 24 hours?
A generally positive, I'd say cautiously optimistic here, because EPA really didn't give us what the industry wants, and that is full 100% reallocation of the small refinery exemptions toward larger refineries to make them produce what small refineries are not. But the EPA did open the door to the possibility of reallocations. Now, they opened up a comment period, a 45-day comment period, which would allow comments on 100% that reallocation, 0% reallocation, 50% reallocation, or something anywhere in between. And so that door is still wide open. The 45-day comment period means that we're probably looking well into November or December before we get any certainty from the EPA. The other piece of the equation is also whether the EPA changes its 50% RIN credit for imported feedstocks or not. The oil industry's been really arguing to keep that at 100% credit because they don't believe we'll have enough feedstock domestically to meet the RVO requirements, and that is a possibility this year. So that could also impact things. The bottom line, though, is biofuel industry kind of keeping a lot of production on hold until we have some certainty. And that means we'll see softer demand for feedstock yet, probably for another 2 or 3 months.
So we look at the grain and oilseed trade across the board on Wednesday, finishing up here lower with just moderate losses really across the board. And I think this is something you and I have talked about this in the last several days, that for the most part, feels like we're marking time until we get more harvest results here in the U.S., Arlen.
Yeah, we really are. Generally, we saw headwinds across the board for the commodities today, as we did for the equities ahead of the Fed decision. And so that pretty much carried into the close as well. The harvest has started. Storage is going to be an issue. That could create a situation where more bushels get pushed on the market, creating some downward pressure. I think one of the keys to watch is the December corn contract, which probed for the second day in a row above chart resistance at 430 level, but was unable to hold that level because it appeared to invite farmer selling, particularly from Brazil, where farmers are undersold looking for rallies to sell. And so that's making it tough for us to sustain a move above that 430 level at this point.
Let's talk about the protein complex as well. Triple-digit losses in live and feeder cattle on Wednesday. Hogs under some pressure as well. I know we got a cattle on feed report on the way Friday, but here we go. Just more volatility in the cattle complex in particular. What are you watching? Have we seen any early cash cattle activity for this week? What's your feeling here at midweek across the proteins and the cattle in general?
We have seen some cash cattle trade relatively light yet at this point, starting in the south at around $2 lower than last week at around $238 on a live basis. But we've seen a few cattle then since during the day-to-day go a little bit better than that at 239, which is interesting to see that stronger cash trade at a time when the product market is facing some real weakness. We entered the day-to-day with choice cutouts down about $15 week on week, and then saw nearly another $5 decline at midday today. And so the product market struggling, but the cash market showing a little bit more firmness, and that helped the cattle market to at least pull off of its lows before close of trade today.
All right. Once again, Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, joining us for today's market wrap-up. Always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.